This is the Revelator, Prophet Gerald Nusulu, PhD, the anointed son of Major Prophet Shepherd Bashiri. You're now invited to listen to a life-changing service recorded at one of our live church events. Experience life-changing prophecies, deliverances, healings and testimonies, prophetic praise and worship, bondage-shattering revelational teaching.
And now you're listening to Prophet Gerald Nusulu.
But for the sake of those ones who think we don't read the Bible in our services, because I heard them, they say, no, in those prophetic churches, they never read the Bible. They think the prophet is their Bible. No, let me read the Bible for their sake. Now, as you know, in this month, the month of May is a month of what?
Identification.
And last week, I began to lay a foundation on the topic of identification. And allow me today to give you a few more points, a few more notes that you can, I just want to give you a few points from the notes that I have here. Now, I want us to read from the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse number 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20. The Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, I want you to notice from that verse alone the principle of identification. The principle of identification. Give me the verse again. I am crucified with Christ. Now, that statement is so important for you to understand when it comes to the topic of identification, that when Jesus was being crucified, when Jesus was crucified on that cross, the Apostle Paul identifies himself with the crucifixion of Christ. And he says, I. Okay? He says what? I am crucified with Christ. Now, this is so important. Now, you may think, okay, you're crucified with the cross and that marks the end of your life. No, he says, nevertheless, I what? Live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. This is so huge and mind-blowing because you, as a child of God, you have a mentality that you are alive. But the Bible is not saying that it's you who is living. No, there's someone who is living inside of you. And that someone is called Jesus Christ. That someone is called Christ. Are you hearing me? So when we talk about Christianity, it is not a religion. I know many times the people would love to say, oh, there are 20 religions, and they put Christianity inside the 20. But Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is the life of God at work in a human being. You have heard me say that thing over and over. And today I want to say it again. Christianity is not a religion. It is not a philosophy. It is not an act of doing this, doing that, observing that, observing that, eating that, not eating that. No, that is not Christianity. Christianity is the life of God at work in a human being. Christianity is the person of Jesus Christ living inside another person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, this is so important because once you begin to understand the tenets of our faith, then you can begin to live the life of God that God has always wanted you to live. You see, the Apostle Paul says, you know, I am crucified. I am. Who is the I am? The I am is the ordinary man. The I am was the Pharisee who was, you know, a poor from a place called what? Tarsus. Are you hearing me? He was Saul. Okay? He was Saul. So he was Saul of Tarsus. He says, I am crucified with the Christ. So in other words, somewhere, somehow, there has to be a death of an old man. There has to be an end to an old man. There has to be an end to an old story. You are not hearing what I'm saying. There has to come a day and a time and a season when something which is from behind has to die. When something which is from your past has to die. I don't know why things are following you. I don't know why things are haunting you. I don't know why things keep on popping their heads in your life today. But listen to me. If you are a child of God, there is a day, a time, and a season when you are crucified with the Christ, which means there is an old man who dies. Are you hearing me? Now, if that corpse keeps on rising and popping its head, I want you to hit it with a hammer on the head. You go, boo! Go back where you belong. Someone say, yes. Woo! I love the Bible. The Bible is so simple, so clear. I am crucified with the Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I'm alive. But now, what is it? It's not me who is alive, but Christ liveth in me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The life which you have inside of you, it is not the life that you acquired from your father and your mama. This is the life of God living inside of you. This is the life of God at work inside of you. Am I talking to somebody right here? This is the power of identification. That when Jesus died on that cross, you were crucified with him on that cross. Although that time you were not yet born from your father and your mother. Your mother and your father had never even seen each other. But when Jesus died, you died with Christ in that day, in that season, in that hour. Nevertheless, you live. Not you is alive, but what? The life of Christ is living inside of you. Someone say yes. This is deep. That's why probably your whole life you have never heard anyone teach what I'm teaching you now. This is the revelator. Are you hearing me? This is seventh dimension revelation. Yeah. Someone say, yeah. Hey! Say, neighbor, hey! I don't know what will happen on the day we'll meet in this place. I don't know. What happened on the day you go to your campus? I don't know. That day will be crazy. I'm telling you, so get ready. Get ready. Because we are meeting very soon. Get ready. Get ready. You see, that face is so huge. I am crucified with the Christ. Look back. What is trying to pop its head? What is trying to come back to life? What is it trying? I want you to point at the thing and say, hey, you. You died with Christ. Remain there. Don't come back to life. Are you hearing me? So this is the challenge that we have. That when we talk about identification, okay? When we talk about identification, the Bible says, I am what? Crucified with Christ. What was achieved? Redemption was achieved. Someone say redemption. You were redeemed by the blood of Christ. But then redemption has got two sides. All right? Redemption has got two sides. The first part is the legal part of redemption. Okay? This is what Christ did by identifying with us, okay, on the cross. Okay? So I am crucified with Christ. When he was being crucified, he satisfied a legal requirement. So redemption has got two sides. The first part of your redemption is a legal redemption. Okay, this is where now a prisoner, okay, has got a lawyer, and the lawyer argues in the court of law, and then the case is won. Are you hearing me? The case is what? Won. From the moment the case has been won, you see, this prisoner is free because the case has been won. However, it takes time for that prisoner to be free. Say, uh-oh. Why? Simple. Simply because the fact that they've said, now you've won the case, you can go home. It doesn't mean that the prison has already come out of you. You came out of the prison. But the prison is not yet out of you. Are you hearing me? And this is the challenge that many Christians have today. So the Bible says, but I can't see it happening to me. The other part is a process. The other part is instantaneous. You died with the Christ. You were crucified with the Christ. When Jesus went on the cross, you went on the cross. When Jesus died there, you died. When Jesus was buried, you were buried. When Jesus went to hell, you went to hell. When Jesus hit the devil on the head with a hammer, boom, you hit the devil on the head with a hammer, boom. When Jesus had the victory, you won the victory. When Jesus came out of the grave, you came out of the grave. When Jesus was resurrected, you were resurrected. Am I talking to somebody right here? Shout yes! Laso pada shita kazuva hito. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why I tell that song, you know, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. No. No. Wrong song. Yes, to Jesus, but also to who? Me. So don't put both the statements to Jesus. No. One of the statements, claim it for yourself. So victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to me. Oh. Hey! This is where you begin to speak deep revelations. People will not understand you. You say, listen to me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This seventh dimension revelation, when you begin to talk about identification with the Christ, that the old man is passed away. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, is what? A new creature. You see, this is the newness of life. You've got a human flesh, but the life inside that human flesh is not a human life. It is the life of Christ living. The way I'm talking out, it's not me talking to you. It is the life of Christ inside of me talking to you. That's why when I decree a word, you receive your miracle. That's why when I say it is done, it is done. That's why when I breathe on you, you receive your breakthrough. Why? It's no longer I that liveth in me. It's no longer the man from Malawi who is talking to you. It's no longer the man from Africa talking to you. But this is the man from above. This is Christ who is living inside of me that is talking to you right now. Receive your miracle. Receive your breakthrough. Hey! Are you hearing me? So redemption has got two dimensions. The first part of your redemption is legal, and that's where we talk about identification. So what Christ did by identifying with us is the legal side of redemption. But now after the prisoner has been released, he goes home. He needs to put his life in order. Are you hearing me? He begins to put his life what? In order. Once in a while he may have a nightmare dreaming that he's still in a prison. But when he wakes up, he goes, oh, I came out of that nonsense prison. I'm no longer there. I'm not going to go back there. And then he shakes off the nightmare. Am I talking to somebody right here? But many children of God, when they have got a nightmare or their past life, what do they do? Oh, my past life, I still have it. Nothing has changed. They begin to cry. They embrace their past life. No, you don't have to embrace it. You have to shake it off. So the second part of your redemption is called vital. Vital, V-I-T-A-L, vital. Okay? Now, vital is what the Holy Ghost is doing progressively in the life of a believer. Okay? What the Holy Ghost is doing progressively in the life of a believer. That is what is called what? Vital. Someone say vital. So you need to begin to understand the fact that you made a blunder today does not make you a sinner. Ah. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? The fact that you felt as if you are still in prison does not make you a prisoner. Ah, you are not hearing me. So you start going, oh, I'm still a prisoner. Why am I feeling as if I'm still in prison, Papa? I am still a prisoner. Change your language. Come on. Wake up. You say, no, you shake it off. I don't belong there anymore. I came out of the prison. I don't belong there anymore. I came out when Jesus came out of the grave. I came out of the grave. I may feel like I'm still there, but the truth of the matter is I came out of the grave. In the name of Jesus. Am I talking to somebody right here? Yeah. Someone say, yeah. So I want you to understand that the Holy Ghost uses the word today. Okay, the Holy Ghost uses what? The word of God today to accomplish what Jesus accomplished in your life through identification. So in the vital dimension of your redemption, the Holy Ghost uses the word to change your life. The Holy Spirit uses the word to transform you. The Holy Ghost uses the word to impact you. The Holy Ghost uses the word to kick out the prison out of you. Am I talking to somebody right here? You see, this is so important because all you know is, okay, I'm crucified with the Christ. You know, it's nevertheless I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. You see, this is where now you need to begin to cooperate with the Christ in you. That life must be the life being manifested. Because why? The flesh was programmed by the old man to behave in certain ways. So if you came from Samoa, you begin to behave like a Samoan. If you came from Fiji, you behave like a Fijian. If you came from Tonga, you behave like a Tongan. But the man inside of you is not a Tongan. The man inside of you is Christ from above. He's living in... Am I talking to somebody right here? So we need to begin to modify this Tonganish thing outside until it conforms to the Christ. We need to modify this Malawish thing outside until it conforms to the Christ who is inside. Am I talking to somebody right here? This is a work in progress. That's why when you meet a prophet, I do not condemn you. I don't judge you. I work with you because I know there's Christ inside of you. And in a matter of time, by the power of the Holy Ghost, using the word of God as I teach you, I know you're going to move from one level of glory to another level of glory. You are not born to stay there. You're a work in progress. You are going somewhere. You are metamorphosing. You are changing every day. That's why when I teach you, I pray with you, I make declarations. You see your life metamorphosing. You see your life changing. Why? You are conforming to the inward man. You are conforming to the Christ inside of you. Am I talking to you? Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Ah. Someone say, ah. Listen. You see, the secret of what I'm sharing now, Christ became one with us in sin, that we might become one with him in righteousness. Someone say, Christ became one with us in sin. Okay? Christ became what? One with us in sin, that we might become one with him in what? Righteousness. This is identification. Someone say, too much. Someone say, too much. Is this in your Bibles? I bet it is. Now you know that, you know that, you know that I never tell things which are not in the Bible. Give me Genesis chapter 3, verse number 6. Now watch this. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. Let's pause for a moment there. Let's pause. She what? Took and eat. Now wait, what was the instruction? On the day you shall eat of this fruit, you shall surely what? Die. Now I want you to notice, let's go back to the verse. Let me show you something. Is it true that when the woman ate, died? Now you are quiet because you don't know where I'm going with the question. You're thinking, if I say yes, now Papa will ask me, who is that woman now giving the fruit to the husband? But if I... come on, talk to me. Did the woman die? Huh? No? Yes? Others are saying yes, others are saying no. Come on, talk to me. Did she die? Yes or no? Give me Genesis chapter 2. Verses 16. and 17. Genesis 2, 16, 17. I'm finishing, don't worry. Say, Papa, the service is too long. I'm finishing, don't worry. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, or freely eat. But, someone say but, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. All right, let's go back to 3:6. 3:6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. Coma. What happened there? What happened there? I bet the woman died. Say, uh-oh. So between that coma there, did eat coma, and there's death in between there. So she ate and what? Died. After she saw that she died, she went to Habe. I know, Habe, you know, Habe, you know, Habe, I love you, Habe. Can you eat too? The Habe said, what have you done? I ate what he said we should not eat, and I'm dead. Can we die together? The Habe went, let me think about it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Habe said what? Let me think about it. You are dead. How is it going to work? A living husband and a dead wife. This is so difficult, honey. You know I love you. But this is so hard. So the man was thinking about it. He was cracking his brains. And went, you know, honey, I love you. I will die with you anytime. That's the funny part of a man. You know, when a man is in love, he dies anytime. You know, with a woman. When he's in love. You know what I'm saying? And then the Bible says, and she what? Gave also unto her what? Husband with her. And he did what? Eat. So, he also died. So we've got two dead people now. Now someone is busy crucifying me. No, that's not in the Bible. Where's the Bible? Which Bible are you talking about? Are you talking about the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? This is the Revelator. I know that book. I know what I'm talking about. Are you hearing me? I was born to do this stuff. 9 months in my mother's womb. Leko pararabo shata manderebezo. Hey. Give me 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. 1 Timothy 2, 13 and 14. Let's crack this revelation and then I'll finish. Because of time. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. Is that correct? Is that true? Okay. 14. And what? Let's see together. 1, 2, 3, go. And Adam was not deceived. What? Adam was not what? Deceived. But what? The woman being deceived was in the transgression. So in other words, there are two people here with the two different experiences. Eve was deceived. She thought when she eats, she'll become something. When she ate, she didn't become that thing. Deception. Is that correct? Now here's Adam. Adam is looking at the woman. Hey, my friend, you are dead. He knew exactly what he was going to get because he saw it happening in the wife. Ah, you are not hearing me. So the Bible is telling you the truth here, that the only one who was deceived was who? The woman, not Adam. Adam ate by choice in order to identify himself with the dead woman. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the principle of identification does not begin with the Christ. It begins with the first Adam. He identified himself with a dead woman. He identified with himself with a sinful woman. So he partook of what she partook so they could become one. Am I talking to somebody right here? So when I'm talking about Jesus Christ identifying himself with us, you need to begin to understand that this Jesus is the last and second Adam. What the first Adam did, the second Adam has to do. What the first Adam did, Jesus had to do the same thing. He knew we were sinners. When he was coming to earth, he was not deceived. He chose to identify himself with us who were sinners so that he could also carry sin on our behalf. Am I talking to somebody right here? Receive your breakthrough today in Jesus' name. Someone said, are you getting it now? We are the ones that were deceived and were in sin. The Bible says, oh, Masatakatana Mahaya. Whoa! Give me Philippians chapter 2 from verse number 5. Can I go deep on this thing now? I'm feeling it all over me. Hey! Zenterebe Sheketeri Arababa. Philippians chapter 2 from verse number 5. Zeto pararabo shakataramande. Hey, verse number 5 all the way to verse number 11. Philippians chapter 2, 5 to 11. Are you there? Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. Upon you, I hope you can hear me. There's one speaker is misbehaving. You know these things in the spirit. When you hit the devil hard, it begins to misbehave, you know. The bad boy, always misbehavior. But that will not hold us down. It will not prevent us. We are going higher. Someone say higher. Someone say higher. Now, watch this. The Bible says, Let this mind be in you, which was also in who? Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of... In other words, he was aware of who he was. He knew that he was God. He knew that he was holy. He knew that he was the Son of God. But the Bible says, watch this, he had a mentality in him. He had a mindset in him. Are you hearing me? Now, he emptied himself of all the godliness. But he made himself of no reputation. And he took, not that someone forced him, he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. He wasn't deceived at all, it was by choice. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Someone say, yeah! Sakamaya tapahasa. Do you see this? Jesus was not deceived. It was by choice. The way the first Adam did it, the way Adam joined Eve into sin, Jesus Christ did the same thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let me drop this thing now and finish. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 21. Say identification. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin. This is identification. Can you see it? He hath made him to be what? Sin for us, who knew no sin. That we, someone say we, say me, might be made what? The righteousness of God in him. Say identification. One more time. One more time. So, watch this. I gave you a statement. Let me now show the statement again. Christ became one of us in sin. Christ became one of us in sin. That we might become one with him in righteousness. Do you see that? Christ became one with us in sin. The way Adam became one with Eve in sin. Are you hearing me? Adam was very prophetic. He knew that if he doesn't become one with a woman, he'll put God in a big, big, big predicament. So he was prophetic. Became one with Eve in sin. I'm not saying you should do the same today with your wife. You are not Adam, you. You are not. Christ is the second and the last. They didn't say there would be another Adam in Zimbabwe or Adam in Townsville. No. So don't do that. If your wife is shooting someone, don't join. The second part of the statement, Christ became as we were. Christ became as what? As we were, to the end that we might be as he is. When? Oh, now, come up to me. Talk to me. When? That he is when? Someone said now. Are you hearing me? Is it making sense? Give me 1 John 4:17. 1 John 4:17. Nowadays, I don't want to preach for more than 30 minutes because what I drop is too much on people. 30 minutes is too much. It takes you 3 weeks to digest what I gave you in 30 minutes. I hear people go around with one statement I said, trying to digest it the whole week. Give me the verse. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I want you to read with me the last part. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Because as he is, when? Now. So are we, when? Now. We are in this world. Can you see that? That's heavy. I don't know how you see yourself and what you consider yourself to be. I don't know what you think about yourself. But this is the absolute truth. Absolute truth. You are as he is. Now, the vital part of your redemption is a process. You are as he is. But you need to progressively begin to manifest that to other people to see it. It may be painful. It may be hard. It may be challenging. You may fall. You may stumble and fall. But listen, the righteous man falls how many times? 7 times. And 7 times, he rises up again. So if you were fallen and you had your legs up in the air and you were ready to surrender, I'm here to prophesy to you. It's not yet time for you to surrender. It's not yet over until it is over. You have to pick yourself up. You have to dust yourself off and keep running. Keep going forward because it's not yet over. Am I talking to somebody right here? Receive it. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? It is a work in progress. That is the vital part of identification with Christ. This is too much. Rise on your feet. I want us to pray. I want us to pray. Say, oh Lord, I thank you for identification. Today I understand you chose to identify yourself with the sinner that was, that the sinner may become as you are. Today I am as you are. Today, Christ liveth in me. The life I have now, it's not what I got from my physical parents. What I have now is Christ living in me. Say, oh Lord, from today, let Christ, through the power of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, begin to manifest. Begin to manifest in Jesus' name. Come on, pray. Pripashata ramande bede besende diarabasoto ropo kotoro bando robo shanda ronga raba seke de diarabando empa raba raba kura raba santa ronga raba seke de diase ente de bede beshanda raba rakata fayata raba reke tele beseke de diando endo ro vana ronga raba shanda raba de bede besuto rikata raba kanda empa raba raba zo ropo banda ronga raba shata rakata raba seke de diando empa raba raba soto raba rupa raba shanda ronga raba seke de diamahaya empa Baba Santo, Pandoro, Bosheke de Babaso, Robocotoro, Pandoro, Bosheke de Yaramasia, Intaramande Bebeseke de Rato, Mando Zato, Bando Shato, Lemparabacura, Bosanda, Babaseke de Yaramahaya, Lemparabande, Ropodoro, Pandoro, Boschatama, Rica Tarabaseke de Yarabosanta, Raka Shata Yaba, Emparabasando, Bandere Boseke de Yaso, Lama Carata Pashataba, Rekete Yarababa, Emparabasoto, Ropodoro, Pandoro, Boschatamonda, Baseke de Yaso, Lama Hantaraba. Yengerebe sekere ya rababa ropo bando rama shata yeketerebe zikatiando emparabarabazoto ropo shandama reketeri ya ramando emparabarabazo ropo dorofando robo shakata raka sikatia hata lemparabarabazito laka bando shandamande renderebe sekere ya ramama emparabarabakando bando robo shata marabasuku ropo sondo rombo endo banda mande shekere ya rabazo rikata sikatia haya emparabarabazo rendo banda mande reboso romo shanda rababa In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh Lord, everything from the old man that has been poking its head in my present day life, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I put you back to death. Die now. Die now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, command them to die now. Command them to die. Command them to die. Command them to die. Put them back to death. Put them back in the grave. Put them back in that coffin. Put them back in that coffin now. Put them back in that coffin. They belong to the coffin. They need to go back to the grave. They don't belong to your present. They don't belong to your future. They belong to your past. Put them back in the coffin and put big nails on that coffin so they never come out again. In the name of Jesus, put big nails on that coffin so they never come out again. Come and pray, Prataba Shata Mama, Rengelebe Secretary Yaramasoto, Ropo Godoro Bando Robo Shana Rondaba Secretary Yaso, Lama Katayama, Enterebe Sicatiante, Ratamahandaraba, Repecatebezo, Romo Banda Rondarabo Shekedari Abab, Imparabaraba Kandaraba de Bebezia Baba, Ropo Bando Rebo Shekedari Yaramasoto. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen, this is not the mystery of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible says all sin was laid on him when he went to the cross. Not only sin, but also sickness and disease. Whatsoever sickness we may think about, it was laid on Jesus. So I can tell you today that when Jesus went on that cross, he was suffering from cancer. Someone say, He was suffering from diabetes. Someone say, Are you hearing what I'm saying? He was suffering from every bloody disorder. He was suffering from whatever kind of sickness or disease you may think about. He was suffering from all those sicknesses. And he carried them on the cross. They nailed him to the cross. He died. They buried him with all those sicknesses. But when he resurrected, someone said, you may have an open wound. Now it's called an ulcer, whatever they call it, ulcer. It's not healing. I've been trying to heal doctor until doctor. They had a meeting to doctor, had to doctor. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But you haven't been doctored yet. You haven't been healed yet. Aha. Listen. Jesus carried all those sicknesses into the grave. But when he resurrected, the Bible says his body was so glorious that when he met the guys on the way to Emmaus, they didn't recognize him. he was totally healed, totally perfected. He only kept the evidence of the crucifixion, not the evidence of the beating. You missed it. He only kept what? The evidence of the what? Crucifixion. Not the evidence of the beating. Because the beating was the sickness. The beating was the disease. The beating was the sin. He could not keep the evidence of all that nonsense. All that nonsense ended up in the grave. Are you hearing me, somebody? Say, oh Lord, whatsoever sickness or disease or infirmity that has been trying to attack my body, I send it back to the grave. I send it back into the coffin. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, come on, someone pray. Come on, pray, pray, pray. Send them back into the coffin. Send them back to the grave in the mighty name of Jesus. Mangaraba shatarama senteri alama. Come on, pray, come on, pray. Ripata paranabosto. Toromonde. Rengerebo shatayamasiha. Hengaribasia hato reto. Vando mando soto. Rama kurarabo shandaramasia epaye. Rende sima ita hazo. Lomonta vagadia mandei. Reketeria hasa ita. Lango bado mando shedo reto. Vando rima hinta. Lemparababasia mando. The sickness back into the coffin. Let the disease back into the grave. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command you, die. Let the sickness die. Let the disease die. Let the infirmity die wherever you are. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus, take it. Shata katara mama senteri alabama. Ropo soto dolo. Sukatusha potia kaseke yate rekabaya kapata boso tole munde lebo shaka taramande rika taramamande. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus, take it. Receive it. Jesus name. Sukata yate beshaka taramande.
What is that? The one who died rose again. Healing the broken hearted. He's in front of me.
He's in front of me.
He's in front of me.
For the one who died.
The one who died and rose again.
The one
who died. Who died. Sickness is in front of me.
He's in front of me.
Can I prophesy a little bit right now? Can I prophesy? Now, in the realm of the spirit, I'm being shown a person by the name of Imogen. Imogen. But the moment I see this name, Imogen, I'm seeing Sandra. Okay, it's like this person, Imogen, is connected to one called Sandra. I don't know, or Sandra knows the Imogen, whatever. But in the realm of the spirit, this Imogen needs healings. Not just healing, but what? Healings from multiple problems, from multiple conditions. If I be a prophet of God, I decree your healing right now. Be healed from every condition. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Take it in Jesus' mighty name. Be healed now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are not hearing me. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Are you hearing me? Now, let me prophesy to a nurse, female nurse, because nowadays there are male nurses as well. So, female nurse. When I'm watching in the speed, it happened in like in a ward. You're in a ward. I'm seeing you being reprimanded, okay, for something that you didn't even do for no reason. I'm seeing you being reprimanded in that ward. By some other superior person to you, whether it's your boss or whatever, or senior nurse, whatever, senior whatever. But I'm seeing you being reprimanded and being demeaned in front of your friends. Okay? Now listen to me. And I'm seeing the issue escalating to where now there's a decision has to be made. Listen to me. If I be a prophet of God,
yes.
I prophesy the decision in your favor in Jesus' name. Whether the issue is going to go to court, I don't know wherever it is, but I'm seeing that there's a decision which needs to be made. If I be a prophet of God, you are going to win that case in Jesus' name. I said you are going to win that case in the name of Jesus. Now, there's someone that I need to pray for. Now, can I prophesy a little bit?
Prophesy.
I know time is gone, but allow me to prophesy a little bit. This thing is burning inside of me. I can't contain it anymore. I gotta release it right now. I gotta release it right now. I'm not talking to somebody right here. Receive your miracle. Receive your breakthrough. Listen, this person, when I was seeing in the spirit, I saw a rail, like a train. Okay? I saw a train. And they said this person works for a train company or something, rails, whatever you do there. Listen, there is a favor that God has released upon your life. You are going to receive favor to do with your job. I'm seeing favor do with your job. You work for the rail. I'm being shown a train and rails. So one of the two, whichever way. You know, this is the language of the spirit. That's why it was a will within a will. You know what I'm talking about? It was a will within a will. You know what I'm talking about? Receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. This is to do with your job. You are coming back with a big testimony. Wherever you are, you're coming back with a big testimony. Are you hearing me? Someone say it is done. Someone say it is done. I want you to lift your offering right now because of time. Lift your offering. Lift your offering right now. Lift your offering. Some of you are giving by card. Some of you are going to make a direct bank transfer into our account, which is going to appear on the screen right now. Some of you, you've got cash in your homes. And on Monday tomorrow, go to the bank, deposit the money in that account. That's appearing on our screen there. So some of you, you can give by phone. You just send a text message with the words give to +61 4277 46537. +61 4277 46537. Or you can do a bank transfer right now. Our BSP number is 064823 and account number is 10956635. And the name is Kingdom Care Limited. If you've got cash, then tomorrow you can go to the bank and deposit. I want you to lift your card or your money wherever you are. I release power on those finances in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to call your friends in Jesus' mighty name. Say, oh Lord, let money know my bank account. Say, oh Lord, let money know my address in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, money, I welcome you. From the north, I welcome you. From the east, I welcome you. From the south, I welcome you. From the west, I welcome you. From above, I welcome you. From beneath, I welcome you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just drop your card. Drop it down. Let it hit the ground. If it's money, just drop it. Let it hit the ground. But if your phone, put it down carefully. Don't break your phone. Put it nice now. As long as it touch, let it touch the ground. That's what I'm saying. Let it touch the ground. Don't forget, everything grows from there. Oh, you missed the revelation. You missed the revelation. Everything grows from where? Aha. Say, I receive. Say, I receive. Say, I receive. Now let me prophesy. I prophesy rains over what you are going to give in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak rains over your seed in Jesus' name. I speak rains over your tithe in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak rains over your offering in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whenever it is given, let it germinate, let it grow, and be fruitful and hundredfold in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Shout yes! Yes. Now, we've come to the end of our service. Give quickly, give quickly, give quickly. The one who rise. You can sing that song again. The one who died and rose again. Powerful, powerful, powerful.
The one who died and rose again.
The one who died.
The one who died and rose again.
He's in front of me.
He's in front of me.
Healing every sickness.
Healing every sickness.
He's in front.
The one who died.
captive.
Delivering all the captives. He's in front of me. He's in front of me.
I decree and I declare you are coming back with a big testimony. I want to decree a season of 7 days. 7 days of supernatural financial breakthroughs, supernatural financial miracles, as God changed the calendar of the Jews on the day they came out of Egypt. And the Bible says when they came out of Egypt, they came out rich, loaded with finances. In one day, they changed from being slaves to multimillionaires. I decree 7 days of supernatural financial breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Supernatural financial breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the realm of the spirit, as I'm finishing, I'm hearing someone, you have applied for a mortgage. You have applied for a mortgage. You've been waiting for a decision. By Friday, this Friday, today's what? 1, 2, 3. Today's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. By Friday. I hear good news. All I hear is good news. In the gospel, all I hear is good news. Come on, sing out, I hear good news.
I hear good news. All I hear is good news.
In your presence.
In your presence. All I hear is good news.
One more time, sing out, I hear good news.
I hear good news. All I hear is good news. In your presence, all I hear is good news.
This week, it's 7 days of supernatural financial breakthroughs. But this mortgage, by when? Friday, it is done.
You've been listening to Prophet Gerald Nusulu, PhD, the anointed son of Major Prophet Shepherd Bashiri. To find out more about this ministry, visit www.streams.org.au or follow us on Facebook at streams.international.
If you have been blessed throughout this broadcast, go into our website, streams.org.au/give.
Or simply text the word give to +61 427 746 537.
We look forward to seeing you again soon. Shalom.